I'm Paul Wegraff, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. Joining me by phone today is the executive director of Clear Space Theater Company in Rehoboth Beach, Wesley Paulson. Welcome, Wesley.
Well, good to talk to you again, Paul.
So glad to have you on the show. We've done this drill before, but you have a new season to talk about, and a lot of exciting things happening in your future. So let's start, though, for our listeners who are not as familiar with Clear Space, just talking a little bit about what Clear Space Theater Company is and how it's grown over how many years now? It's quite a few.
We're in year 15. Clear Space started in 2004 and grew as a community theater until 2011, when we moved into the former Epworth Church building and had a permanent home in the former sanctuary. And since then, we've moved into a season of 12 to 13 productions and have grown our attendance over the years from somewhere around 15,000 to over 20,000 this year. We do a variety of traditional musicals as well as contemporary plays, and also have an arts institute where we provide classes for prospective actors of all ages.
Let's talk a little bit. I mean, I was on your website this morning, and your programming for this year, 2020, is quite impressive. It's a huge range of musical theater and then other performances and programs as well. But let's turn to the Arts Institute first. Talk a little bit about that program, because Clear Space, the name itself, I was also reading online, the name Clear Space sort of speaks to the process of theater as well as the final product, where you have a clear space in which you create. Talk about that philosophy of the Clear Space Theater Company and how that is implemented through your Art Institute.
We implement the Clear Space most visibly in our staging. We use a thrust stage in a 192-seat theater and very minimal props and sets. As an example, a train scene in the opening of Music Man is indicated by passengers sitting on a series of blocks and moving to the motion of the train, but there's not a lot of props or things that would indicate you're in a railroad coach other than the conductor and the script and things, the cues that you get from what's going on mm-hmm. in the written word. We have a program of the Arts Institute where we work with students of all ages in the same manner. We've started a new program this year called Babies on Broadway, which are preschool and kindergartners working on movement and singing. We have Broadway Bound, which is second to eighth graders in a little bit more intense work on improv, singing, and movement. We move that into a high school program we call Spotlight on Young Performers. We used to call it Children's Theater, but people would say, I don't want to come to the show to see children. I think it's a play for children. And the kids are being a bit older, kind of resented being called children's theater. Mm-hmm. So we call it a Spotlight on Young Performers. And that group performs twice a year, fully staged productions. They'll do High School Musical in April. And in the fall, they're going to do the musical Honk. In the past, they've done The Addams Family. And Into the Woods, we worked with them on even doing Sondheim. So that's that trajectory. Then for adults, we offer workshops on stage combat this year, accents, how to audition. And our older adults participate in a program called Broadway Legends, where it's a version of what we would call reader's theater. They have a notebook with the music, enough of the script to hold the storyline together, and they do a little bit of movement. So that we offer classes for all ranges.
And what is the age range of young people that participate in the Arts Institute?
The age range is from second grade up through seniors in high school.
Okay.
It's a great program. The students who have moved into Spotlight on Young Performers often are featured, get to be featured on our main stage in lead roles. An example was a young woman who played the lead in Bye Bye Birdie two seasons ago, and currently on stage in Curious Incident of Dog in the Nighttime is Gavin Connor, who has been with our program for about 7 or 8 years. He's a junior in high school, and he's got the lead role as Christopher.
And some of your students go on to major in theater in college, correct?
Yes. Yeah. Several of our students are at the Institute of the Arts in Philadelphia. Somebody was at Temple for a while. Mm-hmm. A couple of them are at Wagner and Pace in New York State. Mm-hmm. A few of them have gone on to theater-related careers or study. One of our alumni from the Arts Institute is taking directing and stage management at the in Philadelphia, and another one is actually going into marketing and things, but she attributes that to her work and confidence in being on stage and how to present herself with people.
So in addition to having access to young performers through the Arts Institute, you also, ClearSpace has expanded its approach to casting at shows. I know we've talked in the past about you participating with the Straw Hat auditions in New York, I believe. Speak a little bit about how you've expanded your pool of actors that you draw from.
We have participated. This is our, I think, sixth year at Straw Hats New York. Straw Hats is an open audition call for theaters like ClearSpace, mainly on the East Coast. So our artistic director, David Button, will be up there with many others. And if you are an actor, you get 90 seconds to make an impression amongst the pool of directors. It's something I want to go observe because as somebody more involved in nonprofit management and arts management, I'm fascinated by the fact that you as an actor have just that window in which to get the attention of multiple people all looking to cast you in the summer. So that's been our sixth year. Out of that, we've developed some relationships. And some of those actors have come back now as graduates from college and filled roles for us. And in addition, the benefit of that is some of our Arts Institute, mostly high school juniors and seniors who are in our main stage shows in summer, get that interaction with the actors who are getting training in New York and other colleges, mostly on the East Coast. So it's a win-win for us. We have access to dancers and singers that might not be available locally, and our own students get that ability to interact with people who are moving on in professional training.
So with that growth in ClearSpace's access to actors, I assume there's also been an evolution in the organization and the logistics of handling out-of-town actors. Is that correct?
Yes. We use a host family model for our actors. Many of our patrons and subscribers will host an actor for the summer, open their homes to them. And so the actors have lodging in town, and the actors will also have the opportunity sometimes to either direct or be a counselor or a choreographer for our summer camps. And we've also had some of them work in our box office, and they really round out the community that we have here in Rehoboth in terms of the arts. It's been a real benefit. We've been able to do shows like Rent and Chorus Line where you need strong dancers or a diverse cast, and that isn't often the case locally. While we treasure our local actors, sometimes you need to expand your pool of people. And this has been a real benefit to us and to the community.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to take a look at your season and what the ramifications are for being a year-round theater company in what many view as a resort summertime community, which for Rehoboth is really no longer the case. But let me first remind our listeners that you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on News Radio 1450 WILM and 1410 WDOV. Our guest joining us by phone today is the executive director of ClearSpace Theater Company, Wesley Paulson. Wesley, I mentioned before the station identification that the ClearSpace has evolved to become a year-round theater company in a community which certainly in the summer is much more robust in its activity and population than it is the rest of the year. Talk about what that means to be a theater company that is marketing to both the locals as well as to people who are coming in for a week or two in the summer.
We try to balance our season in consideration of the growing local population year-round and the summertime, I guess I can use the tourist market, people who come in for a week or so. So our summer, with that in mind, our summer shows tend to be more accessible, popular things. We did Mamma Mia last year, which set a brand new record. This summer, we're going to do Sister Act, Cabaret, and La Cage. So we try to pick three musicals that would appeal to a different spectrum of a large audience. But our off-season schedule has expanded greatly. We now have a list of 200 subscriber accounts representing probably close to 400 patrons who have committed to year-round ticket purchases. I would say at least half, if not more, live here and have committed to attending theater year-round. Others are people who have homes here for the weekends and plan their weekends to come down through the year in order to attend one of our shows. In summer, we have people who schedule their summers around our season and what's going on with the Arts Institute. We even have grandparents and parents who schedule their vacation week so that a child or grandchild can participate in one of our summer camps. So I think we've adapted well to blending that peak season audience along with a year-round schedule.
Now, I'm curious, and I think I know the answer to this, but I don't want to assume. Is the summer schedule of shows more a summer stock type schedule where you have multiple shows going on concurrently?
Yes, our summer schedule, we use a repertory schedule, which means that we have three shows each running two nights a week. So this summer Sister Act might be on Monday and Tuesday, Cabaret Wednesday, Thursday, and then La Cage Friday, Saturday. And then that schedule, without getting too complicated, then rotates a little bit so that it's not the same show on Monday, Tuesday every week. But so we run a repertory model as opposed to having a show on for a number of weeks while the next one's in rehearsal.
Now, out of season in the fall and winter, do you go back to a more traditional scheduling of one show at a time?
Yes.
Yeah.
We normally will run three weekends. Friday night, Saturday night, a Sunday matinee for three weekends, and then a Thursday matinee to catch. We've got a growing group of a growing group business of people from cheer centers, churches. We partner with Kent Sussex Industries and Cape Henlopen High School. A nice group of people who come to see the matinee on Thursday.
So, with the repertory schedule in the summer, you have actors that are conceivably appearing in more than one of those three shows, correct?
Yes, that's correct. We have people in all three shows. We try to balance that a little bit where the actor may have a lead role in one show, maybe a featured character in another, and then an ensemble actor in the third, so that more of the actors to each have a featured role or a lead role, and also doesn't put too much on one particular actor to carry three shows.
And did I hear you say that they also may be assisting with the summer camp program?
Yes. We will have somebody who might be the director of a summer camp. They might be the choreographer for a summer camp, or they may be a counselor so that we maintain a safe operation for our children to make sure there's adequate coverage for adults. So some of the actors will help us with that.
So while it may seem idyllic that the actor is spending the summer at the beach, they are kept pretty busy.
They have that option, and we do have some that act for us and then may get a job on the economy waiting tables or working retail, and we have a few who are blessed enough that they do They're in the shows. They've rehearsed with us, and then they're on the beach.
Yeah.
So it's a nice variety.
Yeah. And where, so by going to New York with auditioning, you're pulling actors from all over, I would assume.
Yes, we've had actors from as far away as California, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Texas, primarily East Coast,
but
by the nature of where the auditions are. But we've had actors from all over the country.
Right, that's really exciting. Well, let's take a look in a little more depth at your season. You mentioned that you're currently in production with Curious Incident of the Dog and the Nighttime. What else is on the docket for this year?
Our spotlight performers in April will do High School Musical. In May, we like to do a more contemporary musical, so we're doing Urinetown. June features usually a small ensemble type of production. So two returning actors, Jacob Waldron and Mackenzie Jones, will be doing a play called Constellations for one weekend. Then Summer Rep, we go out full blast with some sister act, Cabaret and La Cage a Faux. In the fall, in September, we're doing something a little bit different. We've normally done a contemporary issue play, such as Wit or How I Learned to Drive. This September, we're going to do Streetcar Named Desire, put Tennessee Williams on stage, which is new for us. We've got Carrie in October. Our high schoolers are doing Honk, and then we're going to wound out the season with Elf for the holidays.
Well, a really ambitious season. So how far in advance have you cast these shows?
The summer shows will be cast probably after, will be cast after David Button, our artistic director, gets back from Straw Hats.
Okay.
The fall show, I believe he's got leads in mind for Streetcar and for Elf, but casting probably otherwise stays pretty current with the shows, usually 2 or 3 months out to finalize everything.
And what's the rehearsal period for any particular show? Or does that vary based on whether you're in the summer repertory model or the...
Off-season, it's usually a probably 5 to 6, 7 week rehearsal time to put a production up. In summer, it's 3 weeks. They'll start at the beginning of June, go for 12 hours a day for most of the Straw Hat actors, and we'll rehearse in the morning. They'll rehearse one show, the afternoon, the second show, and in the evening, a third show. So they are in rehearsal 6 days a week for 3 weeks to get these shows up and running.
That's pretty intense.
We
have a few minutes left, but before I forget, let me ask you to inform our listeners as to how they can find out more about Clear Space Theater Company.
Our listeners can go to our website, clearspacetheater.org. They can call our box office, 302-227-2270. And we're also on Facebook for Clear Space Theater Company.
Now, we've got a couple minutes left. Anything to share about the future, either immediate or long-term? You've been a growing and robust organization in Rehoboth.
Yes, we have outgrown this wonderful facility, and the landlord has new plans to redevelop the building. So in 2021, we will be at the Rehoboth Convention Center in anticipation of opening our new facility in 2022. We're designing the building we're in now. We're in a church sanctuary with fairly level seating, and the new theater would have 250 seats with a slope floor and very comfortable seating and a nice stage with fly space. So that's what we're looking forward to.
So to date, you've been performing in spaces that were not initially designed as theater. This will be your opportunity to move into a theater-designed space, correct?
That's correct. We're looking forward to it. Our patrons have been very patient. As I might brag, as the quality of the productions have grown, they've looked around the facility and said, your chairs and seating and all of your patron accommodations need to catch up. So that's what we're headed to.
Now, going back to something we talked about a little bit, I'm curious. We've got about a minute and a half left here.
Sure.
I'm intrigued by the challenge you must face in marketing, because you're marketing to both the resident population but also marketing to attract those people coming in for a week or two in the summer. What kind of challenges does that pose for you?
We have to look at local opportunities to promote ourselves, as well as what opportunities there are to promote ourselves in the Washington and Philadelphia markets. So we do mostly local advertising and promotion. We will partner with our Southern Delaware Tourism Board for more regional outreach. And occasionally we will market in specific targeted publications and news media in particularly Philadelphia, Baltimore, and Washington. So it does take a little bit to kind of split your dollars and your time to see where that return on is for promotion.
And you mentioned earlier that you actually have people now planning their summer vacations around the shows that you're doing at any given time in the summer, correct?
Yes, we do. People, we get feedback in surveys and things, and they call ahead and say, what are you planning this summer? We're booking our schedule, and we want to see, tell us what you have, and then we'll arrange our vacation accordingly.
And you mentioned David Button by name as the artistic director. What is his role with Clear Space Theater Company? We've got about a minute left.
Sure. David is our artistic director, so he plans the season. Really, he's got a great model for how things fit. He also oversees our Arts Institute. He's got the real vision for the artistic side of the house. We have a great partnership. I tend to run the business side of things and work with the board of directors, and David provides the artistic leadership for the company.
Well, and the two of you as a team have been doing an amazing job at keeping Clear Space alive and well and growing and serving Southern Delaware, both residents and the tourist population as well. Our guest today has been Wesley Paulson, the executive director of Clear Space Theater Company. Wesley, thank you so much for joining us today.
And Paul, thank you for the invitation to share our news with the audience.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.